Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shanyavari Paska Chadishatarne Vanchika Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pabinevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. I feel very fortunate on this day to be sitting here with my elder god sisters, Malati Prabhu and Krishnanandini Mataji. I was here in 2002 in this very room, and to come back in 2008 and see such magnificent change, I don't even know what to say and how to thank you all for exhibiting your love and appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada has given us. I've heard in the past from my god brothers and god sisters that the way to get Krishna's mercy is to somehow or other serve the Vaishnavas. Now, in the beginning stages of my Krishna consciousness, when I began to practice in the early 70s, I really didn't understand that point. And when I first started coming to the temple, because I first received the Krishna book, and when I read the pastimes of the cowherd boys, I wanted to be a cowherd boy. And when I read about the gopis, I didn't want to really be a gopi because they cried too much. And the cowherd boys appeared to have so much fun. You know, they just played and played and played. And I cried so much in my life. I just wanted to play with Krishna. So I wanted to be a cowherd boy. And when I read the story of when they would go to the forest, and when one cowherd boy stole another boy's lunch bag and they passed it to a third, and they were going on, and one cowherd boy said, "I want to get to Krishna first. I want to get to Krishna first." And then it was like I developed that mood as like, I want to get to Krishna first. And I was saying that every day. I want to get to Krishna first. But I really didn't understand what that meant, because in my attempt to want to get to Krishna first, I wasn't appreciating the devotees. Y'all have to excuse me, it's very hard for me. But I didn't understand at that time the importance of the association of the devotees. And so what happened is, you know, sometimes we don't understand this principle. But as the verse says, Krishna is the cause and the effect. And we have so many unlimited, I know for myself, anarthas within my heart that need to come out, that Krishna created a situation where first, as we were hearing on the yatra, you know, Krishna gave me a hook and he brought me to the temple and he gave me the association of devotees and everything was so wonderful. And it was actually the enthusiasm of the devotees and how they were serving Srila Prabhupada and the sacrifices that they were making. I was in awe, just complete awe, at watching how they were doing everything. Because in the material world, nobody wants to work. Everybody's very lazy. They want the results, but they don't want to perform the sacrifice. And so when I came in the midst of the association of devotees, I was like, wow, this is like another world. And somehow or other, I pray that I'll be able to stay. So going on in this misguided consciousness that I want to get to Krishna first, Krishna had a plan for me. And so he let me just think that I can get to him first by just giving me so much wonderful service, so much wonderful service, surrounded by the devotees, but still I wasn't appreciating. And eventually, the effect was that he left. Shishi Radha Muralidhar. And they left the temple and they went to New Vrindavan. And they eventually ended up in New York. And I was devastated because I didn't understand why it had to happen. So still, you know, you still have to continue. Srila Prabhupada left. Still, somehow or other, you have to continue. And it's very difficult. Very difficult to do it by yourself. Mother Krishnanandini. Some of you don't know, she has 10 children. 10. But every single day, every day, there's not one person, and I'm a witness to this, not one person that comes before her will not leave her presence without chanting Hare Krishna. And I have always, always been in awe at how she could do that. It's like, I could never do that. So when you hear that Prabhupada said, the devotees said that Srila Prabhupada has built a house in which the whole world could live peacefully. I used to wonder, well, is there a room for me? I didn't know where I would fit. But by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, see, because when Krishna left, he took everything away from me, like absolutely everything. It was so funny. He took away my house. He took away my car. He took all my paraphernalia. He took me so far away from the devotees. And I didn't even have a quarter to even make a phone call. But it was his mercy because he wanted me to understand the importance of the association of devotees and how you have to never, ever neglect that fact. And it is only by their mercy that even to this day that I am still able to put my hand in my bead bag, to come to the Mangal Aarti, to be in Guru Puja, to do even a tiny bit of service to somehow or other give something back to my guru. So I found out that my room in Srila Prabhupada's house, and I'm always praying to live in that room eternally, is to somehow or other always, always be of service to the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
We read many important instructions in the books, and sometimes we're thinking that's an important instruction, but you know, how am I supposed to do it, or you know, when will I do it? But when you hear directly from a devotee how the effect of neglecting an important instruction and then the effect of assuming that instruction. That's what we call testimony. Testimony to that instruction and the power of that instruction. So if we want to understand the Bhagavatam, if we want to understand Krishna, if we want to understand even devotional service, because just like Krishna Nandini says, she was serving over her head 24 hours a day. And most of us, at one point or another, we get into that endeavor mood, that over-endeavor mood. But if we want to understand Krishna and we want to understand devotional service, then the lesson that is being imparted is here, is how much we must appreciate Krishna's devotees and acknowledge their importance and presence in our lives. And not just, you know, in our mind, but we have to let them know that Prabhu, thank you for being here today and dancing and chanting and serving. And thank you, Prabhu. We actually have to tell the person and let them know. And we have to serve these wonderful devotees. And in that way, Krishna will be very kind upon us, because just like the mother is, you know, if you want to get the attention of the mother or father, you just pat their kid on the head and they melt all over you. They'll do anything for you. So in the same way, when Krishna sees our appreciation of his servants, he is at your beck and call also. And if our desire is to serve him, then by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we'll be blessed with unlimited service, and we'll perform that unlimited service with unlimitedly good consciousness by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Well, I hope that all of you had a resoundingly wonderful Kartik Vrat this year. And tonight is the final opportunity to offer our devotion in the form of the flames. So do not miss this final ceremony tonight. During one of the discussions, Maharaj was very eloquently explaining the real purport of the various rituals that we do. You know, rituals can be just meaningless circles with the ghee lamp, or they can be offerings of love, offerings of affection, or offerings of a desire to have that love and affection for the Supreme Lord. So these ghee lamps are reflections of our heart, which are naturally imbued with love of God, locked in there somehow. And by offering these ghee lamps, we have a little opportunity to unlock that love that is within our own heart and offer it back to Lord Damodar. So thank you very much for allowing all of us to be with you here today. And may you always go on serving Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Hare Krishna.